as it relates to one piece of raid, and that is, the Gemara says, Chayev Inish Lipsume Bepuria Adela Yoda Ben Or Haman Lebaruch Mardchai. And then the Gemara says, Rabbev Rab Zera, they Pravet Sudas Purim together. And Ifsim, they got drunk. Come Rabba, Shachte the Rab Zera. The next day, Boy Rachmi Vachya. Rabba made Trias HaMesim, and he brought Rab Zera back to life. The Gemara said, the following year, they wanted to Pravet Sudas Purim together. Rab Zera said, then maybe this is not such a good idea. I saw, the Gemara says, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samechei Amidbeis, the Gemara says that there were certain Amayram that had the ability to create animals using Sefer HaYetzir. One of those Amayram was Rabba. The Gemara says Rabba Bara Gavra. Rabba actually created a person. He created a Goyim. So we're familiar with the Goyim of Prague, the Chamtzvi and his Truva, who says that his Zeda, who came from Chelem, he also made a Goyim. So here we have Rabba, the Amayram Rabba was Bara Gavra. It says the Gemara, after he made this Gavra, Shadra Lekameh de Rab Zeira, he sent it to Rab Zeira. Have a komishtoi bade. So Rab Zeira was having a conversation with this Goyim. Vlei have a komahadale. But he couldn't answer him. Amalei, so he told him back, Min Chavraya? What? You're one of the Chavra? He says, I can't even talk to you in learning. What do I have from you? So I saw Rab Ruva Margolis, and Margolis Ayam on that Gemara. And Mesechta Sanhedrin Dav Samachayim Adbeis says, what's the pshat? Why did Rabba make a Goyim and send it to Rab Zeira? So he says, maybe the pshat is because Rabba and Rab Zeira had this Purim Suda together. And come Rabba, Shachtel Rab Zeira. And the next year, he was trying to get him to come back, and he didn't want to come back. So Rabba wanted to show Rab Zeira the koyach that he has. Rabba told Rab Zeira, I have nothing to worry about. I have a koyach. I can even create somebody. You see, I could even make a golem. So the Gemara says that Rabba Bara Gavra, Shadre the Kavad Rab Zeira, he sent it to Rab Zeira. Shtikal Amilsa the Bedichasa. But this is what Rabbi Ruva Margolis says in Margolis Sayam on that Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samechei Amidbeis. Now, this halacha of Chayiv Inish Lepsume Bepurya, Adela Yoda Ben Or Haman Lebaruch Mardchai, everyone knows, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Simon Tov Reish Tzadikei, it's Sif Cotton Bay, says, quote, Chayiv Inish Lepsume Bepurya, Adela Yoda Ben Or Haman Lebaruch Mardchai. But then the Ramah says, V'yesh Oimrim, some say, the ain't Tzarech Lehishtakir Kolkach. You don't have to get so drunk. You should drink a little bit more than you usually drink. Then you should go to sleep. While you're sleeping, you won't know the difference between Or Ham and Baruch Mardchai, and that's the way you could be Yoitza to Adela Yoda. So the Ramah brings the Yesh Oimrim that says, maybe not. Maybe this is not the best idea. And as a result, Yesh Oimrim, the Ain't Tzarech Lishtakel Kolkach, that really you don't have to get so drunk. The Taz on this Ramah says that he believes that the Makar to this Ramah is a Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, that the Ran quotes on our Gemara here in Masechtas Megillah. The Kos of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Me'ahu uvta, the kam rabba, the shofta le rabzeira, itchi le memra de rava, v'loi shaper domi le mevad hachi. Said Rabbeinu Ephraim, read the Gemara. The Gemara said, Amar Rav, achayiv inish lepsumi bepurya, adla yada bein oraham le baruch mardchai. And then in the next breath, the Gemara told the story. The story was, Rabbi and Rab Zeira, they once Pravet Sudas Purim together, and come Rabba, the Shachta, the Rab Zeira. So it says Rabbeinu Ephraim, that it's Pasha to me, it's Pasha Ad Lama'oid, that what the Gemara means to say is that even though Rabba said, Chai Vinish Lepsumi Bepuria Ad Layadim and Arham Baruch Mardchai, but at the same time, it's a mistake. And really, this is not something that you're supposed to do. V'haraya, the Gemara just brought a story, what happened? If Rabbi and Rab Zeira, something like this happened, could you imagine if mortals would Pravet Sudas Purim and that get to the point of Adla Yadav and Ar Hamad Baruch Mardchai? So says Rabbeinu Ephraim that even though Rava said it, Sinisht Oiskalton La'alacha, at the end of the day, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's not something you're supposed to do. Says the Taz, that's what the Ramah means in the Yesh Oimrim. The Yesh Oimrim, the Ain't Tzarech Lishtakir Kolkach, he means Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now really, the Lashon of the Ramah is the Ain't Tzarech Lishtakel Kolkach. It's like a plan B. It's an option. That if you don't want to get so drunk, there's an option. You don't have to. But this is what the Taz says. The Taz says that you want to know Pshat in this Ramah. Pshat in this Ramah is the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim. From the fact that the Gemara told the story about what happened to Rabbi Rab Zeira, this is a raya that Rava's halach of Chai Vinish Lepsumi Bepuria Adla Yada is not something that you necessarily have to do. And the truth is that Rabbeinu Ephraim seems to be making a very, very strong point. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, I know Rava said Chayiv Inish L'Psumi B'Purya, but at the same time, the Gemara brought a story that is a Maisa Lister that would seem to contradict it. So how could you tell me, after the Gemara told you what happened with Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, it's still the Halacha that it should be Chayiv Inish L'Psumi B'Purya, Adela Yada. So I saw on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, this Hagoyis from the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim was Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, Goyen Oilom, and he wrote Hagoyis on the Shulchan Aruch. And in his Hagoyis of Yad Ephraim, he says something fascinating. He says, "Veli hatzoir nisparish b'chazoyin laila shakavonahu." Said, "I had a dream." This is what Rabbi Ephraim says. "I had a dream, and in my dream, the following was revealed to me. That when Chazal said Chayiv Inish L'Psumi B'Purya, Adela Yada Ben Orer Haman L'Baruch Mordechai, Adela Yada is Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chlal. We know there's a machlokes in Shas. Ad V'Ad B'Chlal or Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chlal. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, I had a dream. And in my dream, it was revealed to me that when we say Adela Yada, it's Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chlal. In other words, Chayiv Inish L'Psumi B'Purya. You're supposed to get drunk. Abinish Chalila, to the point where you'll be Loyada ben Arham of the Baruch Mordechai. Because if you're going to get to the point where Loyada ben Arham of the Baruch Mordechai, so what are you? Just drunk. What's the point in just being drunk? The whole idea is that a person should be besimcha, and through the simcha, he should come to a tremendous kirvas aleikim. That through simcha, you should come closer to Hashem. You should be able to deher what happened on Purim. You should be able to appreciate the fact that there was an incredible miracle that took place to the Jews. That's what the idea of Purim is. That's the whole concept. Now, if you're going to get to the point where you're lo yada ben or hamel baruch martchai, so it's yotze schari bev seidai, then you're just a good old-fashioned shikker. And what's the point? So said Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, that it was revealed to me b'chazoyan alaylo, that it's ad v'lo yad b'chlal, chai v'in because if you get to the point that you're, so now already it's a problem. So he says, I woke up in the morning, I realized that what I was told by the Sarah Chaloyim was very, very true. It's poshit, it's nachlein. And I says, with this, he can answer such an obvious kasha. And he brings this kasha that the Gemara says what happened to Rav Zaloch. And then in the next breath, Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, they prophet through this Purim together. Come Rabbi Shachtel and Rabbi Zeira, and the Gemara tells a story. And at first glance, it's a pelt. Now Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Eishayim in the Shulchan Aruch, and he and Echanami said that this must be a Maisa. But the problem is, Freik Rabbi Ephraim Zamra goes, nobody, what's Pasha? How do you read the Gemara? What do you read the Gemara? A Maisa Lister? Even the Gemara itself. What's the Pshat? Teretz is Fakert. What the Gemara means to say is, Chayvin Shlopsure, Lipsume Adelo Yoda. And the Gemara is bringing a maisa what happened with Amiram. This is hard to say. A maisa what happened with Amiram where they crossed that line, and that's what happened. And that's why we need to know. Chai v'nish l'psumi v'puria ad, or ba'ad v'lo yad b'chla. This is Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis' his teretz to this kasha. But it's Yodua. We've spoken this out several times, that the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva says a different pshat. Now the truth is, this Shuvah's Chassam Sofer, we refer to it a lot, but now's the time to learn it. This is Dover B'Itay Matoiv. The Shuvah is in Eirach Chaim, it's in Simen Kuf Behei, and it's Tchilosai Purim, it's Sofai Purim, it's Emtziyosai Purim. The whole Shuvah is Purim. So really, if you want to learn a Shuvah's Chassam Sofer, that's Negei of Purim, where every single word is mamish golden, this is the Shuvah. It's Shailos, the Shuvah's Chassam Sofer, it's Eirach Chaim, Simen Kuf Pehe. The shoyel in the tshuva was Rav Bunim Eger. Rav Bunim Eger was the Chassam Sofer's mechutin. He was also Rav Kivega's brother. And Rav Kivega's brother, Rav Bunim Eger, asked him a bomba kasha, and he gave the sugya of Afhein Hoyo ba'oisanes. And then at the end, the Chassam Sofer writes to him, he says that being that it's Yemei Purim right now, so I'm going to tell you two ha'ores that were neschadish to me this year during Purim. This ha'ore is the second of the two ha'ores. So he brings Rav's halach of Chayvin Ishlopsumi Bepuria. And then the Gemara says, come Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeir. And he brings the halach and Shulchan Aruch, we pass in Chayvin Ishlopsumi Bepuria. And then he brings the Yeshimrim, which the Taz said is the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. That says, no, because the Gemara told the story of come Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeir, that means the halach is really not Ois Galtin. It's not something that you're supposed to do. And then he asks the Kasha of Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. He says, then I understand. Like, how could the other Rishonim, not Rabbeinu Ephraim, not hold of the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. At the end of the day, if come Rabbi Shachla Rabbi Zera, how could there be a mitzvah of Chayiv Inish Lepsume Bepurya Adala Yada? Says the Chassam Sofer that maybe you can say that the pshat is that the Gemara says in Masechtes Shabbos Daf Kuf no involved. The Gemara over there is discussing astrology. The Gemara is discussing Mazolos. And the Gemara says if somebody is born on Sunday, it means this, Monday that, Tuesday this, Wednesday that, this hour of the day, that hour of the day. Right? The Gemara is talking about Mazel, the whole concept of Mazel. Yesh Mazel Yisrael, Ein Mazel Yisrael. So in the middle of that discussion, the Gemara says, Hayman Debimadim, anyone that's born under the constellation of Mars, Yehi Gever Ashadama, he's going to be a Ritzeach, or he's going to be someone that's going to cause people to bleed. I'm Rav Ashi. Okay, meaning, what does that mean? Maybe it'll be a doctor, right? A doctor makes incisions, he does surgery, he causes blood to come out of a person. Maybe be a ganav. A ganav sometimes has to take a person out to do his fach. Maybe be a shaychet. A shaychet causes blood to cut out of an animal. Or maybe he's going to be a mile. This is what the Gemara says. So Gemara says that Amiram was sitting and they heard this. Oh, my Rabbi said, I don't know, I was born in Mazel. Madam, I'm Rabbias, Abayat or the Rabbi says, yeah, Nechanami. Exhibit A, my Nami Anush Vekotel. Isn't that what the Rebbe did? The Rebbe was Anush Vekotel. Says the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi was Anush Vekotel. Where do you find that Rabbi was Anush Vekotel? Which one of these four was he? Rabbi was a Mayel? Rabbi was a doctor? Shmuel, we know, was a doctor. We don't know Rabbi was a doctor. He was a Ganev. He certainly wasn't a Ganev. So what exactly did he do? Says the Chassam Sofer. No, he meant to say, Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Come Rabbi v'shach to the Reb Zeir. They see clearly he was a Gever Ashadam. And Abai was telling Rabbi that you want to know, Rabbi, why this happened? The reason this happened is because you were born b'mazal madim. And because you were born b'mazal madim, so it's for that reason that this is something that happened. So said the Chassam Sofer, that maybe it's true, come Rabbi v'shachtel Rab Zeira. But Rabbi was born b'mazel madim, and because he was born b'mazel madim, for Rabbi it was shchiach hezeka that something like this can happen. And because it was shchiach hezeka, so for Rabbi to pravesu this Purim in such a way where he was going to be shikr ad lo yada v'ad b'chlal ben arham l'baruch mardchai, that's dangerous. But to learn from Rabbi to everybody else, that already you don't have to say, because we don't know if we were born b'mazel madim or otherwise. And as a result, shomer mitzvah, says the Chassam Sofer, is lo yeda davara for lo teitze takolo michshol misimchas mitzvaseinu. And a yid does never has to worry that because he's doing a mitzvah and he's doing it l'shem shemayim, that a michshol is going to come. Rabbi was shchicha hezeka because Rabbi was b'mazel madim, and that's why for Rabbi it was considered a dangerous thing. And therefore, enochanami, maybe if someone knew he was b'mazel madim, then he would have to ask his local rabbi. For a yid to start getting involved in what mazel he was born, avadanisht. And for a yid to ever think that by him going ahead and doing a mitzvah, somehow that's going to lead to an avera, or it's going to lead to a michshol and a takola, al zen nema shomer mitzvah v'yeda davera. It's true. Come rabbi v'shochta l'rab zera. But that was Rabba, that's because he was b'mazel madim, ayin Shabbos kufnun vavam and aleph. But as it relates to the rest of us, for that we know shayim mitzvah l'yedad avera, and therefore the halacha, it's amma rava mechayiv inish l'psume b'puria, ad l'yada ben arer ham l'baruch martchai. And according to the Chassam Sofer, and according to Ruba the Ruba of the Paiskim, it's ad v'ad b'chlal.